Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the JB and Benny Blue Review is brought to you by our friends at SavageCBD.com. Get the best in CBD products and get a deal while you're at it. Use our code REVIEW, that's REVIEW, for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to SavageCBD.com right now.
Hey, Bird Gang, this is your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Yeah, 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 baby. Episode 195 of the JB and Benny Blue Review podcast. Back here live for your pleasure. Whether you are on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, we appreciate you for tapping in with us so much. Dr. Bridges, dripped up, draped up, and dripped out. Know what I'm talking about in your Bird Gang gear. How are you feeling, sir? We got a lot to talk about today, sir.
Out chill, man. You know what I'm saying? Loving what's going on in this valley right now. Not only just my Bird Gang handling their business, but my Mercury handling their business. You know what I'm saying? The Suns back in action. You know what I'm saying? Preseason basketball is getting going. Diamondbacks, you know, y'all do y'all thing whenever. That's the only squad I don't rep, you know what I'm saying, or like show love to. I'm a Yankees fan, bro. We'll talk about my Yankees in a minute, but as Yankee fans, we don't vary, bro. It's one thing we don't do. It ain't no, oh yeah, I'm gonna rock with them. Nope. If it ain't that blue and why, then why? But other than that, we out chilling, you know what I'm saying? Chilling. The weather's getting nice. Yep. Oh, thank God the weather's getting nice. Oh my God. It's been a long, hot summer. Although we have gotten more rain here in Arizona than we have gotten in a long time.
You just got some rain as well.
Yeah, it's still just been a long, hot summer. And, you know, it is what it is, but it's been a really good year. And grateful, can't complain, you know, kids healthy, I'm healthy, you know what I'm saying, with all the madness going on in the world today.
Beautiful.
Can't complain, you know what I'm saying. Beautiful. We repping it's October, so you know what time it is, you know what I'm saying. You gotta wear that pink. It's a crucial catch, you know what I'm saying. You're right. Showing love, breast cancer awareness, and so on and so forth. Cancer is a very dear subject in my heart, losing my mom and pop both to cancer. But no matter what kind of cancer it is, it's crazy, all right? But we're here, you're watching. Yeah, 195, JB and Benny Blue Review. You know, we're available on all streaming platforms. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Catch us on all social media at JB and Benny Blue. All social media. Spotify, podcast, Apple, whatever. Like, share, subscribe, 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? How we do. You know what I'm saying? Tell your friends about us. We got new Cardinals merch, man. Super Collar Bird Gang, all day unisex shirts and hoodies at JBandBennyBlueReview.com. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. Shout out to Trends Collab. Crew, Chad, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, Terry? We love y'all. Nephews, you know what I'm saying? What's up? Catch my podcast, you know what I'm saying? Burning Bridges, live streaming Tuesday, 7:30 Pacific time, 10:30 Eastern on Twitter at @AATSports_, right? That's the AAT Sports Network family, you know what I'm saying?
Get
with it, man. It's the movement all about the Birds boys out of Philadelphia. What's happening with you, Johnny? You know what I'm saying? Chip, Jay, all the boys out there. Just doing the damn thing.
Yes,
Benny,
indeed.
What's going on in La La Land, man? They playing a diehard. They playing a must-win playoff game, wild card, the Dodgers. Are they out there or are they in St. Louis?
I think they're, if I'm not mistaken, they're in St. Louis. But LA, hey, man, LA's cooking too. They got the Dodgers. Lakers are coming back preseason. Obviously, the Rams coming off a tough loss to the Bird Gang, which you're going to get here too, all coming up with the first quarter. You know what time it is. It's been 4 weeks. First quarter stayed the Bird Gang, plus week 4 recap, week 5 Savage pick. So, you know, things are straight. Your boy's about to move. I'm in the middle of jury duty. It is Mercury retrograde is in effect. Mercury retrograde is in effect, but damn it, we're going to power through. You know, that's what we're doing because it's the best time of the year. We got multiple sports happening. You mentioned the Mercury runbacker last episode. Shout out to our guy, friend of the show, Shane Boyd. His wife is an NBA champion. Misty Bass with the Phoenix Mercury. So run that back.
That's
it all
right.
Ties together.
Right.
God damn it. And,
right.
Of course, we're available on casualsports.com. They're live streaming out of Phoenix, and we're part of the Believe podcast.
We believe.
Tap in with our sponsor, SavageCBD.com. Use our code REVIEW for 15% off your order plus free shipping. All right, folks. We ain't going to hold it up anymore. If you were tapping in with us at any point during the show, drop in a comment or question right now. But God damn it, we're going to get right to it. We love this guy. He can be a pain in our ass sometimes, but damn it, you need people like him around.
Pause.
He is part of the Casual Sportscast right in Arizona family is none other than our guy, Greasy Sean McConnell, is joining us, the special board gang correspondent.
What's poppin'?
What's going on, guys? How's it been? It's been a long while.
It has, because you haven't been available. Yeah, you've
been quite a while.
Tell the reviewers what it is. You haven't been available. Come on now.
Yeah, you know, the red carpet calls, you just got to come out, you know? No, it's just family stuff, man. It's just crazy life. At the drop of a hat, you never know what's going to happen. So I appreciate you guys holding it down and doing what you do. I love hopping on when I can. If I can, I try my best. I'm sorry that you have to do the subs and the scrubs for me when I can't make it, but I apologize.
Hey, shout out to Ed and Earl, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all watching this show because according to them, we should be one, at least 0-4 right now, or 1-3. And possibly after the first six games, 1-5. Like, boy, stop. We go get into that, man. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. I mean, we here right now.
Yeah,
first quarter of the season's over.
Yep.
Right? And shit, I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yep. State of the Bird Gang. So look, Sean missed all the doom and gloom in our patented Savage NFL preview with basically everybody else from KSRN but Sean. And everybody, you know, was saying, 8-9 and all this shit. But a familiar refrain on that episode, Sean, in case you missed any parts of that, for any reviewers who did as well. JB was talking about the big factor here was Cliff. Not the talent, Cliff. So, Sean, I'm going to pass this to you first because I know JB's feelings on it. Cliff's coaching. That's coaching with a K. Haha. Did he pass the Sean, is this Cliff's doing or did he pass the clipboard? What is your assessment of this?
Well, he's still shaking it from time to time, so I don't know if he necessarily physically passed the clipboard. Look, I'm going to say I'll give the Titans win straight to Vance Joseph. Because we all thought Derrick Henry was going to run us out the building, and that didn't happen. So Vance Joseph, great game call. Vikings game, that was a little sus. I'm not going to lie. That whole coaching game, we should not have been as bad, I thought. We played a bad game. Jaguars, slow start. Third quarter was great. Sealed it.
Which is to be expected. Like just disclaimer, reviewers out there, it's to be expected in Jacksonville. Yeah. Y'all hear me talk about this all the time. The two Take worst five. Places to play in the NFL. It's Jacksonville and Benny's Detroit Lions at 10 o'clock in the morning. That is not a game you want to play. You're going to start slow. I have never, Sean, you might be able to correct me, but I have never seen a team travel from the West Coast to Jacksonville and play fast and just demolish. No, it don't matter. That can be the sorriest team on earth, and you're going to play really shitty in the first half, first quarter, first half.
Have a first half of walkthroughs, and then all of a sudden you find your speed, right?
Because you wake up. Like, honestly, you wake up. That time frame and that time change, you wake up second half, you're like, oh, shit. Get our ass to work, and that's what happened.
When you travel east for the first half, you keep the ball clean, no turnovers. Whatever's going to happen, happens. And then you wake up. The Rams game, yeah, I'll say some coaching there. I think Cliff put all of his effort into that game to think, how am I going to finally beat this, what basically is my big brother that is just owning me and just destroying me, right?
The equally handsome Sean McVay.
Yeah, I think time's going to tell on Cliff. There's going to be some games where I'd be like, he better be on his A game for this. Looking at the Browns, Packers, those type of games, he's going to have to bring it. He can't get cutesy. But I've seen things that he's changed that are working. And obviously having a guy like Rondale Moore, now the screens make a little bit more sense. They make a little bit more sense. I'm glad he's not using them as much, thank God. But there's some play calls, man, that I'm going, that was a good play call. And maybe he's finally hitting his stride. We all expected him to hit it out the gate. That was unfair. Year three is the real barometer. And so far, 4-0, I say that passes the test, don't you think?
Ooh, Dr. Bridges, what do you think?
Well, the jury's still out on Cliff, honestly. And I think that what I think is that it's growth, right? And that kind of falls back into what Sean is saying. It's growth, right? So he's calling the plays. It's very evident because you see his mouth moving before every play snap. So he's calling the plays. It's just about growth, right? It's about game plan. It's about sticking to a game plan. It's about listening to those great offensive minds that you got around you while you're game planning and not going off on a whim and doing your own thing because it's game day and you're like, well, shit, I'm Cliff Kingsbury. I'm going to do my thing. Now, I think it's kind of starting to seep in that he's going to get the credit regardless. You know what I'm saying? So they could draw the best game plan, and he can have nothing to do with it. All he got to do is just call plays. And there's kind of a play calling, I hate to use the playbook, for coaches, right? if it's first down, if it's second and short, if it's second and long, if it's third and short, if it's third and long, there's things that you're just supposed to do. Now, how you do them is different, right? So he's running the ball and he needs to run the ball. He's passing the ball and he needs to pass the ball. We're throwing the ball down the field. And when I say down the field, I don't mean throwing the ball 40 yards every time Kyler Murray drops back. He's throwing the ball 6-7 yards, letting his receivers do their thing. Christian Kirk is doing a phenomenal job. They're finally tapping into A.J. Green. Hop going to do what Hop do. Rondale Moore is coming in strong, right? We got pieces. Chase Edmonds running the ball at a very high level. Finally getting Connor going, and I love that. You know what I'm saying? I think they kind of had to, like, I think the coaching for him kind of had to change because he's so used to Pittsburgh where he gets the ball, he makes a jump cut, and then that hole is always there because of the way they block. Now, buddy, you got to put your head down and hit it, right? And if you hit it, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get good yardage, and you're already a strong running back, and you run behind your pads, and you're, you know, we're kind of strong, you know what I'm saying, all that, and bam, now we're starting to see dividends being paid with him. As far as the defense goes, Vance Joseph, I can't do nothing but clap for you, bud, because we knew he was trending at the end of the season. He was. He was trending up. We saw it. It was evident. You know what I'm saying? Even though we lost a couple games late in the year last year, but it wasn't because of him. It was because the defense stayed on the field too long. Now we got pieces. J.J. Watt is playing phenomenal, but not getting the credit, and that's fine. But he's doing J.J. Watt things, right? Stopping the run, taking up two blockers. Chandler Jones, we ain't really seen much out of Chandler since Tennessee, but that's fine, right? We knew he was going to start getting chipped, double team. All these things have to happen, but Golden playing well, you know what I'm saying? Our linebackers flying around. I'm so glad, so glad that they said, you know what, Hicks? Get your ass back on that field. Go raise that kid, right? Show him how to play ball. I'm so glad they did that. Go show that kid how to play ball because he gets out of position a lot. And then also hats off to them for making sure that Isaiah Simmons has one fucking position to play, right? Because when the kid flies around, he's dangerous. He hits. He makes plays. In our defensive backfield, Byron Murphy's making a case for the Pro Bowl right now. Three interceptions, one for a touchdown, multiple pass breakups, just playing physical ball. He's Johnny on the spot, and he always has been since Saguaro High School. But now he's learning the game of football in the NFL, and, man, just showing his worth. Buda Baker's Buda Baker, and Alfred's playing tough, right? Doing what we asked him to do. The young kid that we just drafted, number 20, what's his name? Got him late, right?
Yep.
Holding his own. And I think the best and the greatest, not surprise, but it's great to see this kid playing good ball. And that's the Thompson kid from Alabama, right? It's great to see him playing good ball because we know it was in him. You know who he reminds me of, Sean McConnell? My little brother, Rashad Johnson, right? He reminds me of Rashad. He's just a taller, lankier version of him, right? But smart, physical, going to run to the ball every play, right? He's instinctive. I'm glad the kid is coming around. I'm glad he's getting an opportunity to play because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got him, like, late in the draft, you know what I'm saying? So that's always a person that's on edge, but he's showing his worth. Shout out to the coaching staff, man. It's just good to watch. It's fun to watch. It's good to see. And shit, 4-0, man. You can't argue with 4-0 because we battle tested, right?
Yep.
The Rams, of course, is probably the most impressive win. The Vikings was a nail biter. I was there too. I was cussing and fussing. I picked up a random white man, you know what I'm saying, and spun him around because they missed the kick. Because I didn't understand what the fuck was going on, Sean. You was there. We're sitting there. Everybody, the crowd is like murmuring, right? Yep. There's a murmuring going on in the last 30 seconds of the game because they're like, what the fuck is Cliff doing? Just letting them march down the field. I guess Cliff was sitting there holding his nuts like, yeah, they going to miss that motherfucker. So let him get down there. You know what I'm saying?
There's no way he knew that. There's no way.
Not at all.
Right. Now, look, JB, you brought up a good point. I mean, you know, the best coaches get the best out of their players. And keeping it moving, looking at Kyler, right now he's at 1,273 in yards. He's third, 9 TDs, tied for fifth, 4 picks, tied for 24th, and a QBR of 74.5 at third. So, Sean, 4 weeks, I get it. But what you've seen so far, are we talking MVP favorite for Kyler? Does he take it? Does he take the discount double check belt from Rodgers? Is this going to happen?
I think you have to. I think you have to say, at least right now in the first quarter, absolutely. Because what Kyler is doing, is transcendent of what he's done the first 2 years. The first 2 years, he tried to put everything on him. This year, he's not. He's not trying to force things. You're not seeing – you maybe see once or twice a game that scramble out, panic, lose 2 yards, run out of bounds deal. That doesn't happen anymore. It really doesn't. Now he's finding guys. They've worked on scrambling. I don't know why it took 3 years, but now they've worked on scramble drills to find a guy to get to the sideline. It's great. Hey, finally we figured that out. And that's half the argument right there, is that that is getting all these completions, all this yardage, and the ball is moving. It's not getting stale. It doesn't look like Mighty Mouse is trying to do everything. It looks like a guy who trusts his teammates and is putting them in positions and getting the ball in the right windows too. He's sailing them just inches over the middle linebacker and before the safety. It's perfect the way he's dropping them in. So, yeah, I would say take it away from Rodgers right now. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Easy work. So, like, here's the thing, and I've been screaming this for the last 2 years, right? And, of course, with experience, the kids got to learn. But you have the athletic ability and the smarts to get out of trouble, right? Now, that don't take away from his throwing. That don't take away from his quarterback skill. Nope. He has the ability to get out of trouble. Now, he also has the ability to take a three-yard opening 40 yards, right? He has that. But what I think he's doing, and like Sean said, he stopped trying to force it, and he's running to move the change. He's not running to make a big play. He's running to keep the play going. Like Sean said so eloquently, not getting stale. I like that, right? It ain't getting stale. So if he gets 3 yards positive, cool, right? That's enough. And also, I'm going to add to this, because most people don't even talk about this, and it's not something people even think about. You are going to get sacked as a quarterback. But what do you do when you get sacked, right? Do you cover the ball up and protect it and fall? Because let's accept reality. Fuck it. You got sacked, right? So that's one thing that I've seen him doing a lot this year. When he feels himself about to get sacked, he covers that ball up and he hits the ground, right? And he gets up and he goes to the next play. There's nothing else to think about, nothing else to talk about. He don't get mad, pat himself on, fuck, like none of that. Nope. Get your ass up, next play, right? Short memory, he's developing and he's growing as a quarterback. So, yeah, right now, of course, he's the front runner, right, for MVP. Yeah, that's cool, but don't care nothing about that. Just keep playing good ball, kid. You know, say accolades will come, right? And that's one thing I've heard him say. If you continue to win, accolades will come. New third quarterback combat and evolution right. Pass rusher,
right? Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I think that's a good assessment. I think he's cleaned up a lot of kind of the I want to be a hero mistakes. My only thing that I still see him do, and he does this a little bit when they're in earshot of the end zone, he gets a little Texas gunslinger sometimes. He kind of gets back on the back of his feet, and I've seen him sling it a little bit, which a lot of times will work, but it is dangerous. But both of you are right. He's drastically improved his decision making, and goddamn, is he fast! I mean, when he gets out of there, I'd put him up against Lamar at this point. He's that fast.
Yeah. Easy he's work. I mean, enough. Yeah, he's never been documented how fast he is, and I like that about him. Right, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I respected. He was like, "I'm not running the combine. Like, for what? It don't matter. Right? I'm gonna show you how well I throw the ball."
Right. That back foot thing too. I think it's just gonna be his bad habit. Just like Carson Palmer was always trying to throw one of those in those windows. He always tried one, and it usually got picked. He was always kind of good for a pick a game. Kyler, that's just his diehard.
Yeah, that might be. And listen, he's mega talented. Even Mahomes does shit like that. I think it's like it's kind of a Texas thing. Yeah, it's just like this gunslinger type of thing. And if you're talented enough, a lot of times you can make it work. So clearly, it's working for Kyler. Now, Sean, obviously, JB, you know JB. When we do stay at the Bird Gang, JB gives his full GM Bridges assessment right off the rip. But if you had to kind of narrow it down, and there's a lot of good things happening, but realistically, just so we don't get too deep in the weeds, because it's only been 4 weeks, what would you assess as the Cardinals' biggest strength right now? I mean, besides the obvious, what do you think is really going well for them?
To me, I'm just going to put it straight at offensive resiliency. Ooh. And maybe I'll even say overall team resiliency, because not every defensive game plan has been perfect through these 4 games, but they have adjusted at halftime and come back and fixed things that need to be fixed. We also aren't seeing tight ends run down the field free anymore, so like, praise God for that. But to me, I would just say overall team resiliency. They find ways to just combat what is thrown at them so far, and that's what I like to see, because before it was like, I don't know how to fix this, so let's just keep doing what we were doing, and the whole game gets like that, and it's just, you're already figured out, you're dead in the water. So I would say resiliency, hands down.
Okay. Dr. Bridges?
The ability to run the football, right?
Yes.
Just look how it affects ball games, bro. And I'm not talking about lean on the run. I'm talking about run the ball effectively. People don't understand in football, a two-yard run is not an ineffective run. A two-yard run is a great run because what you do is you see what safeties do against the run, right? They might not get there, but how fast are they biting? How hard are they biting on the run, right? Linebackers, do they overplay certain plays? These are things that the people in the booth look at, right? This is why plays get called, and they're like, oh, God, it was a great play call by Cliff Kingsbury. Where somebody in his headset saying, hey, they really over-pursuing when we run 36 zone, right? So we might want to run that little drag out from the tight end, backside, boom, hit them with that. You know what? Hit them. Let's check about three plays, all right? And when we get that third and four again, that's going to be money, right? So the ability to run the football is not to be taken for granted, all right? And we got two guys that's doing it at a high level, and so I appreciate that. And, of course, you know, say what it does is control the clock, right? It controls the clock to keep our defense fresh, and our defense is playing really well. And also, I'm not going to forget this, the depth of our defensive line. Woo! Woo! Don't forget it, and don't take it for granted, right? Shout out to my guy, Buck, you know what I'm saying, the D-line coach. But the depth of that damn defensive line is big time, right? Dude. We can put a whole new damn D-line in, and we ain't got to count on Chandler, right? We ain't got to count on J.J. We got guys that are going to do their job, right, when we get in that true 3-4. Hold up, bam. Two gap, bam. Now we got these guys, and they can't run the ball on us, and we got our guys, Collins, you know what I'm saying, and Hicks flying around, and Isaiah running around smacking people. No, this is not to be taken for granted. So our ability to run the ball and the depth of our defensive line are two things that are not to be taken for granted and probably overlooked.
Mm. Now, JB, listen, there's always stuff to improve, so easy flip side. What's the biggest weakness right now? There's something there. What are you seeing?
Sometimes our defense doesn't get off the field on third downs, right? And we won games, right? We beat the Titans late, right? We had to wake up, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, matter of fact, we controlled that game pretty much the whole game, but we made some offensive mistakes early, right? So shout out to them on that game. Stopping the run, right? Even though it sounds crazy because we stuffed Henry, but then we played against the Vikings and we gave up damn near fucking 500 yards of offense and probably about 220 that was running, right? Played against the Jags. They ran the ball well on us, right? And then against the Rams, you know what I'm saying, it was just kind of a hodgepodge, you know what I'm saying, they made their plays. But I think we just need to stop the run better, to be completely honest. If we stop the run better, oh my God. And that goes looking forward because we got to play the Browns now, all right? That's a big, nasty-ass offensive line, and they got two donkeys for running backs, right? So, shit, we gotta be able to stop the run. And I really think that's our only weakness right now. You know what I'm saying? I said we don't do it. If we're going to go forward and be that super dominant team, we need to be able to stop the run a little bit more effectively. And it starts with our rookie because he's out of place a lot, to be honest.
Okay. Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, I got to double down and say stopping the run because what we haven't seen in the last three games has been the ability to get to the quarterback and actually take him down as well as we were in the first game. They've doubled Chandler, so we need to have somebody step up. And how you do that is by eliminating the run entirely so that they have to become a pass-only offense, which then they need as much time as possible. We can blitz another guy. Then we have the opportunity. We have the gaps open up. I think that will bring everything back to normal, which Tennessee was so caught off guard with before because then they had to pass that whole game. And Henry was done by the third quarter. So,
and one thing to piggyback on you on that, Sean, is that the way you do that, for people that don't know nothing about football or watch football and they have no idea, a lot of times Vance Joseph will have J.J. and Chandler on the same side. That's a no-no, right? Because they're going to run away from them, right? So you separate Chandler and J.J., and then what you do is you blitz Chandler's side, right? So you got to double J.J. You have to. You have no choice, right? And honestly, Chandler plays the run pretty well when he ain't jumping around offensive tackles. When he puts his hands on guys and plays the run and sets that edge, you blitz, right? Number nine needs to come downhill at that point, and that's how you stop the run a lot. Trust me when I say, and you bring Buddha down to kind of cover that. that's an easy run blitz right there. That's super easy.
Yeah, and some important stats that jump out right off the bat is right now, Burgang's number one in total yards. They're number three in passing, and they're top five in turnover differential. So there's a lot of good things happening. Do you feel like there are things that they need to maybe tweak or change, or you want to see more from, particularly like in the red zone, for example? And like you said, like just maybe some of the schemes. I mean, they have a ton of playmakers. They have a ton of playmakers, but do you feel like, and JB, that kind of goes to your point about getting off the field on third down, because you look at who they've played, and the Rams win is a quality win. But with the schedule coming up, we're going to get to that to wrap this up in a second. What do you feel like there are some additional things that you want to see on defense, particularly when it comes to keeping the other squad out of the end zone?
Stopping the run is going to be key, of course, but at the same time, it's playing more zone, right? Let's just keep it a buck. Like, Vance Joseph loves to play man coverage. And that's great. You know what I'm saying? But you can kind of fuck around with it in the middle of the field, right? But once you get in the tight 40, you got to play zone. It basically shuts the team the fuck down, right? You play zone, 2 deep, 3 deep. Play zone, let guys keep their eyes on the quarterback. So if they do stop the run, we can get more heads to the ball, right? So instead of them running with their damn back to the ball, and the next thing you know, a guy makes one guy miss and he gets fucking 30, we got, boom, we backpedaling, eyes up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's getting to their spot. All right, let's make tackles, right? And then we keep them from out of the end zone, give them kicking three, and then we score points. That's how you win ball games, man.
Mm-hmm. Well said, sir. All right, Sean, you know what time it is.
Yep.
It is time to predict the next four games. We got hosting or at the what are we looking at here? Let's see.
The Niners.
Hosting the Niners, mm-hmm. at the Browns, mm-hmm. hosting the Texans, hosting the Packers. So Sean, next four, what is your prediction and why?
They'll go 3-1.
Ooh. What are the three and what are the one?
All right. So the one is not going to be the Texans. We'll just put that out there right now.
What if it was the Texans?
Look, it could be the Niners just because it's a divisional game. But with the Niners, we always seem to have this problem where we play Jimmy G once and then we play his backup another time. Yep. That might be this time, and we don't have much film to work off. So I think we'll win that game. I feel confident with that game, but you just never know with the Niners. I think we beat the Browns again. I think Kyler makes Mayfield his little guy. And I think it's the Packers game. I think Packers figure out a couple things by the time we meet them. I think it might be the Packers game that we drop. But we'll see. I mean, this is kind of a weird one because it kind of goes, okay, I think we can do this. That's a hard one. I think we can do this. That's a hard one. So we'll see. What does it say? What we got?
Okay.
You say 3-1?
Oh, wait a minute.
The only game that I feel like we are in danger of losing is the Browns game. Right,
really?
I do, because if you look at the Browns game, we're playing against the same fucking team. It's like looking in the mirror. It's a Spider-Man meme, right? It's a Spider-Man meme. You got two dominant defensive linemen, right, and Clowney and Garrett.
Yeah,
they got a solid defense, but they're the only two big names on it. You got two solid inside linebackers. You got a solid shell as a defensive backfield. You got a quarterback who can run. I'm not going to discredit Baker Mayfield. He can move around. He can make plays with his legs. You got OBJ, right? And you got two other receivers and a tight end that can play well. And you got two running backs. So tell me how I'm not looking at the exact same football team, right? Now, what's going to happen is that if we lose the game, Cliff is going to get outcoached, right? He's going to start doing some weird shit, and they're going to get the up on us. We're going to be at home. You think the dog pound ain't going to be jumping for that game? You crazy as fuck, right? They're going to be amped up for that one now, right? The 5-0 Cardinals coming into Brown Stadium, right?
Big game.
You think they ain't going to be amped up for that game? So that's the only one I feel like we have a chance of losing. Green Bay, their defense ain't good enough to beat us, bro. Just to be honest with you, their defensive backfield – I mean, like, they got the kid Stokes, and he's their best cover corner. He's a rookie, though. He makes a lot of mistakes.
I'll make a correction. I thought we were playing at Green Bay, so that changes a lot for me because Rodgers can't play in our stadium. He just never does. So
right, he never has. Right.
The Browns game is a lot more scary at this point.
Right, so the Browns, I'll say I'm going to err on the side of caution, and I'm going to say 3-1 for the second quarter. All right? But honestly, I have all faith that we can go 4-0 again. So.
Beautiful. And look, they're 4-0, only undefeated team left in the league, top of the NFC. Rams are 3-1, and Seattle and Frisco are both 2-2. So I actually think I'm saying 3-1 as well. But I actually think this coming week is going to be a smelling their own piss game, and I think they're actually going to drop it to the Niners, and then they're going to win the next three. Actually, they're going to go into Cleveland and win, and then win those two with the Texans and the Packers at home. But as always, we shall see. And when that does occur, oh, you know, we'll be back. Dr. McConnell himself. Sean, before we get you on up out of here, you're a hardworking man over there at KSRN Casual Sports. Tell our viewers where they can find the shows. What are you on? All that good shit.
Yeah, podcast is pretty much everywhere it can be. We're at KSRNAZ.com for articles, the podcast, your show, a bunch of shows. It's all there. Type it in, subscribe, Facebook. We probably got a LinkedIn somewhere as well.
Oh,
I'll leave you with one fun fact. When was the last time the Cardinals were 4-0?
Oh, good trivia at the end of the segment.
The last time the Cardinals were 4-0 was...
JB, you just left and went for Carolina.
Super Bowl run.
2012, Kevin Cobb at the helm. And then we went 5-11.
Oh, wow. That's, well... That was a whole nother world. Right?
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Kevin Cobb, wherever he may be.
Shout out to Kevin Cobb. Great guy, by the way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Weird quarterback, sometimes he couldn't get it done, you know what I'm saying? But wonderful dude. I'm talking about the type of dude that you would literally want to date your daughter, right? Wonderful dude.
And he's got the money to do it. Ooh.
Salt of the earth, like, you know what I'm saying? He's a fighter. Right, he's a fighter, you know what I'm saying? So and when he say he got your back, he's loyal. He's from Texas, baby. You know what I'm saying? So he's loyal. So when he say he got your back, God damn it, he got your back.
Bam. Sean, we got your back. We are part of the KSRN AZ fam for life. Shout out to Earl, shout out to Ed, shout out to Javon, shout out to Money Making Mitch, everybody involved. And we will have Sean back in just a few weeks, and we will see if the predictions come true. Sir, we appreciate you.
The best. Salute. You going to the game this weekend?
No, I don't think I'm going to make it. My in-laws will be there, though.
Oh, okay, okay.
Maybe taking pictures with the in-laws. Maybe taking pictures like this.
Look, tell them I'll be in the signal tent, you know what I'm saying, if they want to holler at me on the Great Lawn, man.
There you go.
There it is. Sean, we appreciate you. Check them out, KSRNAZ.com, casual sports, all that stuff. And, folks, if you want to get at us for any sponsorship questions or hate mail, of course, jbandbanglereview@gmail.com. And if you're tapping at any point, we already love in the comments already. Drop in a comment or question right now. And, of course, we will talk about it here because now we got to get into some goddamn week 4 recap. And JB, off the bat here, breaking late before podcast started. The Patriots trade all-pro corner Stephon Gilmore to the Panthers for the 2023 sixth-round pick because they couldn't come to an agreement on the deal. When you saw this, you're making a stink face already.
Now, Benny, you have done what a lot of people have done. I don't know what the fuck is going on, right? So it's been said that he got cut. That was the initial. Initially, it said he got cut. They said that he got released.
So this is the official report from the Panthers website.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, but I'm But I'm saying, like, I saw that, and then, of course, here it comes again. It said that he got cut. So, yeah, the Panthers, I'm glad they put it out there. And they said, okay, hey, look, we got this guy now. So, don't believe the hype, right? Shout out to Flavor Flav. Right? But, I mean, it's the business, bro. It's the business. And, like, what do you expect from Bill Belichick? Bill, he don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He don't care about, you don't give a fuck what you've done. Right? I mean, they just literally played against Tampa Bay without you, bro, and they had great success. So, dog, it don't matter. Like, Bill Belichick is as good a coach as there's ever been. He surrounds himself with great coaches. He coaches his coaches. So, you getting coached by the best. You could be a mediocre talent, you know what I'm saying? And they make you good. A la the GOAT, Tom Brady. Right? So Stephon Gilmore won money? Fuck that. They don't care about that. They're like, man, look, we can't come to an agreement. Get the fuck out. The Panthers just came up. Right.
Just about to say, that's why I'm talking about this. How about the
Panthers? They just came up. All right. So shout out to the Carolina Panthers. All right. The great city, Carolina. My baby, Miss Brandy Souls. How you doing, baby girl? All right. Wonderful city. I can't wait to get my ass back out there. And so shout out to the Panthers, man. Cat scratch fever, baby. You know what I'm saying? Stephon Gilmore, keep pounding, buddy.
J.C. Horn. They got picked up Henderson from Jacksonville. A.J. Bouye. They got a loaded secondary, sir.
Yeah, but Horn is out.
Yeah,
Horn is out.
But obviously, that's why they made the trade. But if he comes back.
Like going forward, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You talking about next year? Ooh, hey.
Yes.
Yeah, they got nasty secondary.
Exactly. So that's why I want to bring it up, because not only is it obviously a big trade late in the day, but obviously he's going to your former employer, the Panthers, with who they already got. They're in win now mode, baby. Win now,
yes,
goddammit.
Yes, sir.
Jet.
It's the only way to be, right?
Yeah. And speaking of win now, we saw it. Sunday night game, the Bucks beat the Patriots 19-17. They missed the field goal, the fucking boing off the post. But did that game prove that Belichick and Brady needed each other? Because Brady didn't have any touchdown passes. It wasn't a particularly great game from him. You know?
I think what we saw was that we saw a coach that knows his player very well, knows his strengths, knows his weaknesses. And we also saw a very resilient Tom Brady, right? He didn't get rattled. He realized he was having a bad game. He just played quarterback, right? He just played quarterback. That's all he did. And he trusted that his team would get the win. He handed the ball off. We need to hand it off. He threw it. We need to throw it. He didn't get discouraged. He just played quarterback, and they got the win, right? Talent eventually took over, and they got the win. Thank God they got a kicker that can kick the ball. Right, so shout out to Bill Belichick for being a great coach that he is, and shout out to Tom Brady for being a great quarterback that he is. I mean, it's not, now they don't need each other, you know what I'm saying? Now they did great things together, you know what I'm saying? But Tom Brady just won a fucking Super Bowl like last year, so yeah, I mean, yeah, did he do great things with Belichick? Of course he did, right? But Belichick just showed, you know what, I'm a great coach, and we put together a game plan. And again, like I just said, I'm a coach that coaches my coaches to believe in my philosophy. His son is taking the reins, even though he needs to leave that cocaine alone on the sideline.
Oh,
I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Snorting and licking and snorting, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Was he thinking about what Urban Meyer was doing in Florida? I mean, in Ohio.
he was thinking about co-eds. Oh, my
right.
God.
He was thinking about it. He was like, man, I bet Urban Meyer was licking that thing like this, right? Oh, man. Like, she like, okay. Shout out to Urban Meyer. Urban will be out there in Southern California pretty soon, Benny. You'll see you soon.
Oh, you led me right to it. Is Urban going to fly the coop out of Jacksonville? He got reprimanded by the owner, Shad Khan, and they said he has to rebuild the trust after not flying home with the team. Headed to his own bar, might I add, in Ohio. Urban Meyer's Tap House, emphasis on tap. he was seen being grinded up by a young lady. And, you know, with a picture of his wife and him and his wife in the background, I might add. Listen, folks, I know the instant reaction is you think, oh, you're the Michigan dude, you're going to rail on Urban Meyer. I've been telling y'all for 7 years that Urban Meyer's a piece of shit. When are you going to believe me? I've been telling you that he's a certified piece of shit.
Urban Meyer's a wild boy. What the fuck he is, like.
He's a hell of a coach, but he has no regard for...
First of all, he's not a leader of men. He's a leader of young men, right? And there's a difference, right?
Correct.
He did great things at Ohio State because he's a good coach, point blank period, right? He's a great recruiter. He's the one that got that pipeline from Florida up to Ohio going, right? Big time, right? But him doing that just shows how little and how very minute of a fuck he gives, right? Y'all done put a guaranteed money. Y'all put a G on his money, right? So he gonna get paid, point blank period. So if he stops coaching today, he gonna get paid by Jacksonville for the next 3 to 4 years, right? And I'm talking about big bread, okay? Ooh. So if UFC decides to bring him in, if he leaves and gets fired right now, he don't care, right?
Urban Meyer in the UFC commentary, that'd be fucking amazing.
I mean, not you, USC. So if USC decides to bring him in, like, he don't care. He's going to be in Southern California with more hoes, you know what I'm saying? Better hoes at that, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to be like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but just be leery now, because, you know, that's what ran Pete Carroll up out of SC, having them hoes in that beach house wilding out, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, because, like, the SC job is kind of low-key cursed right now. Like, everybody that takes that job comes out looking like they saw Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, they're running down the street like they're lit on fire.
You got to think about, like, you know what I'm saying? Lynn Swann was the AD for, what, 5 or 6 years? Yeah. Lynn Swann, they have no business being athletic director, right? He got the job because of his name. No shade to Uncle Lynn. I love Lynn Swann. Mm-hmm. That's my guy. But we are what we are, right? He had no business having that job. They need to find, and I think they have an athletic director right now who's qualified for the job. Urban Meyer will not be bad for USC because when it comes to college football, it's about recruiting. It's about making kids want to come to your school, and that's what he does, right? Then it's about putting together game plans that are suitable for college football, right? So you don't need much to get kids that want to come to SC. You just don't. Right, it's a beautiful campus, and it's in the middle of Southern California. It's in the middle of LA. You know what I'm saying? That's some areas around there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, whatever, the USC campus is like, it's nice when you're physically on campus.
Yeah,
you get about three or four blocks out there.
You take 3 or 4 blocks out there, motherfucking you blooding and cripping. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. MS-13, and you know what I'm saying? It's the most shit, but and then hanging with the bums. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, it's Southern California, baby. The allure. You know what I'm saying? So you don't need much. You just need a few wins. Yeah, I mean, I said it on Burning Bridges last night. I don't think Urban Meyer would be the head coach of Jacksonville Jaguars past the midway point of the season.
Really? You think he's not even going to make it a full season?
I think that the players have lost faith in this man. I don't think they ever really believed in him, to be honest, right? Because they were like, you know, whatever, whatever. Been in the player's seat real fast, man. He's a grown man.
That Tebow shit at the beginning kind of fucked him.
Yeah, that probably, you know what I'm saying, that started it. Like, they really going to bring this
Tebow playing
in?
Special teams? Like, yeah, come on now. Dude's my age. He's not playing fucking special teams. Yeah.
Bro, like, that started it, right? And then from there, it was like, yeah, this motherfucker trip.
Oh, my God. Well, we're definitely going to keep an eye on that because that shit is wild, especially when you get even more details about what happened. But anyway, we got other business to tend to. That means week 5 picks. But before we get to it, we got to see how we did after 4 weeks. And
Dr.
Bridges is at 40-23. But ooh, the Blue DD holds a slim lead at 41-22. Let's get into it. Thursday Night Football. Urban's Jaguars, remember the plane ride that he missed. Lost to the Bungles, 24-21. Washington football team got it done in Atlanta. JB picked that one correctly. Bills fucking smoked the Texans 48-0. My kiddies fucking ruined my parlay. Didn't even show up to play till the end of the game. Of course, they lost to the Bears. Cowboys got it done against the Panthers. Colts went down to the Bermuda Triangle and won. Browns went to got it done in Minnesota. G-Men won in overtime in the Big Gumbo Bowl against the Saints. The Jets won in overtime. Fucking New York fucking love triangle. What the fuck? OT games for both New York teams, and they both win. That's some wild shit. Chiefs beat the Eagles. Of course, Cardinals go to LA and get the W. Squawks get the W. Rams whoop the Broncos. Packers win. Of course, we talked about Bucks, Pats, and then the Chargers, which I correctly predicted. Got the job done, even though it felt like an away game here in L.A. So, let's get right to it. Oh, JB, I should also mention, not for nothing, in the For the People Fantasy League, NFL.com, hey, boys are 4-0 right now. We're 4-0. We're kicking ass. I guess nobody wants to be on our show and get a donation to the charity of their choice. I guess we
right.
run the table.
At least I mean, I guess. Whatever. You're what it is.
Yeah, what it is. All right.
Yeah, what it is.
Here we go. Thursday night football. It's the Rams at the Squawks, who finally got a W, and the line is 1.5 for the Rams on the road.
The Rams, because the Seahawks not good at all, to be honest. So
I agree. I think the Seahawks got them shit to figure out, and if they ain't on the back of Wilson, the other team ain't listening, because they can't. I can't really figure out what they're like really good at. So the Rams licking their wounds. I think they're gonna get a W on the road as well. All right, the BUMFs. Well, wait a minute. The JETS Jets who just got a dub, are going to the jank-ass Atlanta Dirty Bird Falcons, and the line is 3 for the Falcons at home. But I'm skeptical on this one, JB.
The Atlanta Falcons, bro. The Jets. Hey, Johnny, what up, boy?
You.
The Jets, come on, man. Like, they beat up a Titans team that didn't have AJ or fucking Julio. Like, come on, bro. Like, I mean, they took advantage, but, I mean, at the same time, no. They're going to go to Atlanta and get back to reality.
Back to life, back to reality. I agree. I actually wanted to pick the Jets to win a couple in a row, but I just can't quite trust the O-line to give Wilson enough time to make the plays necessary. I'm going to take the Falcons as well. All right. Battle of JB's former employers. It's the EAGLES Eagles against the Keep Pounding Panthers, and the line is 3.5 for the Panthers with a newly acquired Stephon Gilmore at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that big drum going to be pounding. Talked about this on Burning Bridges last night. Shout out to the city of Philadelphia. Don't sell the house just yet. Just don't do it. Jalen Hurts is y'all's guy. Y'all going to be okay. Y'all need more pieces. Y'all need another year with your coach. But right now the Panthers are in win mode, as Benny stated earlier. Getting Stephon Gilmore just made everything that much better. And they're going to play well at home. So, yeah, Philly gets that ass whooped. Yeah, I got the Panthers. I'm going to take the line, too.
So, Lions 3.5, I don't trust the line because I feel like this actually might be close because the Panthers, I mean, listen, they are banged up. They are missing, you know, Christian McCaffrey. I don't think he's playing in this one. He's looking at the injury report. He said he was a limited participant with his hamstring injury. So I don't know if he's going to be in on this one. So, but, you know, on the line, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce banged up. I'm still going to take the Panthers, but I'm not trusting that line at all. All right. It's the Finns going down to the Pirate Ship, a Florida matchup. It's the Finns at the Bucks, and the line is 10.5 for the Bucks at home.
Yeah, Tampa Bay get the win. And honestly, man, I'll take the line, too. I think Tampa Bay's going to beat the shit out of them.
Ooh, okay. All right. Dolphins coming off a tough one against the Colts. I like the Bucks. I'm not so sure about the line. They have Richard Sherman now, JB, and I know that secondary is really banged up for the Bucs, but they got to get healthy for the playoff run. But I definitely think this is a game they can win. I don't know about the line, but definitely a game they can win. I'm taking the Bucs as well. All right, interesting matchup. It's the Saints marching into the Washington football team, and the line is 1.5 for the Saints on the road.
I got the Washington football team, bro.
Ooh, great minds think alike.
I don't really think that the Saints know who they are. At the same time, Washington, like, they have an identity, right?
Yes.
Their defense just ain't playing very well. And I think that Ron Rivera gets their defense up. I think the kid Chase, what's his last name?
Chase Young.
I think Chase Young comes alive this game. I think Jameis going to Jameis and get a ball up a couple times. I think Washington gets it done, man.
Yeah, one thing about Washington is they're not terribly dynamic, but I feel like they're damn sure more consistent than the Saints.
Right.
I mean, shit, you look at what happened. I mean, fuck, the Saints, they go to overtime with the Giants. I mean, what the fuck are they even doing? So, like, I like Washington in this one as well. All right, it's Mitch's Tighten Up Titans going against, oh, Mr. Transgression coached himself in Jacksonville. AFC South matchup, and the line is 4 for the Titans on the road.
Yep. I'll take that. Titans gonna get the win. I think their team is in disarray right now. There's no trust from the coaching staff to the players, and that's a problem, right? The Titans are looking to bounce back. I think Vrabel gonna have them boys ready to roll. They're gonna go down there and get the win, and that's that.
Yeah,
and to add to that, they don't have to travel very far, right? So they'll get started early.
Fact. I do think the Titans get a bounce back win. I do think the Jags are going to play harder than anticipated for coach, but I think it's just a talent thing, and I'm taking the Titans as well. All right, JB, be gentle. My kitties are going into the Lions at the Vikings, and the line is 1.5 for the Vikings at home.
I ain't going to take the line, but I'm going to take the Vikes. Again, don't sell the house, Detroit. Y'all going to be okay, all right? It's just not going to happen right now, right? I think y'all going to win some games later in the season, but right now it's just not the time, right? Y'all got to find a quarterback, and I think that's y'all's main concern in the draft next year is to find a quarterback that's going to be able to get out of trouble We got to shore up that offensive line, make sure, you know what I'm saying, that some things get solidified there. Y'all's defense is playing good ball and playing hard, right? Can't knock that shit, but right now. Yeah, right now it's just it's not going to happen. And at home against Minnesota, nah.
Yeah, big thing that we have happening now is they just sent Frank Ragnow, our Pro Bowl center, to the IR. And, you know, every team has injuries, understand that. But that
Benny, I don't know what happened, but, you know, saying, like, I guess, I don't know what Jamie did or what he said, but they cut Jamie. So they cut Jamie Collins, you know what I'm saying? So they, like, I guess they were just like, it's just trying to cut ties with that cat or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We never know why the fuck teams do what they do. But they did what they did, and it is what it is. So,
yeah. Well, to use your words, Dr. Bridges, it's a your guy league, and Jamie Collins is brought in from the whole Patriot reign with Patricia.
Right,
he wasn't a kneecaps Dan Campbell guy.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't. Yeah, he was. I guess he wasn't willing to nibble on no kneecaps. I mean, you know.
Well, apparently the team hasn't quite figured that out either because they're goddamn 0-4. Look, Kitty, this actually in truth is a winnable game for the Kitties if they can control the clock, make Cousins make mistakes, try to at least limit Dalvin Cook. They're not going to be able to stop him, and obviously get some plays. This could very well be Kitties get their heart broken again by a field goal type situation. But that would be their keys to win. I mean, Aquara is out, linebacker. They just lost Ragnow, so not only do they not have the talent level, they're very banged up. So it's gonna take some doing, but it is a winnable game. It just depends on if the Vikings play down to their bullshit. If the Vikings play down to the Lions' level, which is, listen, it's the Vikings, it's entirely possible.
Right, we never know what's going to happen with them cats.
Right, the Kitties could steal one. So, moving forward, it's the Broncos, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, JB, are going to be without Teddy Two Gloves with concussion protocol, going against the Steelers, who are in all types of heat with fucking Big Ben's ass, and the line is 1.5 for the Steelers at home. This is a fucking weird game to bet on.
Let's not forget that Locke is still there, right? Mm-hmm. And the kid is not a bad football player. So, Teddy's out with concussion protocol. I get it. Locke can make plays with his legs. So if he plays a solid game just to get himself out of trouble when he needs to and just goes with the game plan, they run the ball well, they play good defense, the Steelers are trash right now. They don't know what the hell is going on. And I think that we're talking about Von Miller, bro. you there's really no solution for him because he's probably the most slippery defensive player in the league. Quiet as kept. They can talk about Chandler all they want. You know what I'm saying? I love Chandler. They can talk about Garrett all they want. You know what I'm saying? They can talk about what's the kid over in Khalil Mack all they want. But that boy Vonnie's still over there acting the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? He's still one of the most slippery defensive players you ever gonna deal with, and he is going to bust Big Ben's ass. But pause. I got Denver winning. All right.
You know, I'm picking Denver too, but I swear to God, this strikes me as one of those weeks where the Steelers actually find a way and they get it done, despite us picking the.
They're good for that now. They're good for that.
You know who they are? You know what I figured it out? I was thinking about this the other day. They're this season's Browns for us for like the past like three seasons. That's what the Steelers are now. Just when we want to pick them or not pick them, they do the reverse of what we pick.
Right.
That might be the case. All right, keeping it moving. It's the boom, 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 go Pack, go. Head to the Chili Bowl to face Joe Burrow and the boys. And the line is 3 for the Packers, who are starting to heat up a little bit. They are banged up, though.
I don't know. I'm just going to pick the Packers because of Aaron Rodgers. Because, honestly, like, it's kind of a situation where I was talking about earlier with the Browns and us. You kind of look at the exact same ball club, right? You're looking at the exact same ball club put together the exact same way. So, advantage, Green Bay, because they got number 12.
Yeah, I'm hard-pressed to see what the Bengals are going to be able to do to contain and go blow for blow with them. But I do think it's going to be a good game, and I do think it's going to require some discount double-check magic at the end to get the W. So true. I'm taking that. All right, it's the Pistons coming off a hard one, a hard loss to their Wonder Boy. They're going to the big Ace Town, what to do, and the line is 9 for the Pats on the road.
Yeah, I wouldn't take the line, but I'm going to take the Pats. Shout out to David Culley. He's doing all he can.
Yeah,
what he got over there. I think that rookie quarterback just ain't ready. Chase has 3 TDs. Okay, okay, Willie. All right. I don't doubt it, but Aaron Rodgers probably has 5. So that's fine. But, yeah, New England will get the job done probably by, 4 to 7 points.
Yeah, I agree. Pass get it done, bounce back. You know, too much for Davis Mills. Enough said on that. All right. The Bears taking that trip out to Vegas to face the... the Henderson Vegas Bakersfield Oakland fucking Sunset Strip Vegas Strip Raiders, and the line is 5.5 for the Raiders at home, bouncing back after a tough one.
And the big poker chips, they gonna literally run the Bears up out that hole.
Emmett, they're gonna hit, and the Bears are gonna bust. I'm taking the Raiders as well. Winning that blackjack game at home could be a nice little offensive run by the Raiders. All right, good matchup. Looking forward to this one. It's the Dog Pound going up against the San Diego LA Barstow Chargers, and the line is 1 for the Chargers at home.
They done lost their motherfucking mind. All right, Cleveland will get the win. The Chargers are in a rented stadium. They're not at home. And the Chargers are going to go back to San Diego. I keep predicting that. I keep saying that. The Chargers will be back in San Diego within the next 2 years.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm going the other way. I'm taking the Chargers to win 2 in a row behind Justin Herbert and some schemes and disguises that are going to trip up one Baker Mayfield to make him make mistakes in a close game. I understand, JP,
he'll do it.
He'll do it now. I understand why Vegas is being cheeky and doing this at 1 point, so I do think it's going to be a close game, but I'm taking the Chargers at home. All right. It's the G-man going against the... Ding up with them Cowgirls and them Cowboys. Them Cowboys are looking pretty decent, and the line is 7 for the Cowboys at home.
I'm taking the line, and I'm taking the Cowboys.
Agreed. Giants don't got enough for them. I'm taking the Cowboys as well. All right. Niners... coming to the Bird Gang. It's time, JB, make your case for the Bird Gang.
Ain't no case to be made, bro. We play ball, we beat them, period.
And I agree. I think they get it done. I do think they get it done. Actually, you know what? I gotta be a man of my word. I said they're gonna drop one. I predicted they're gonna drop one. So let me stick with that. I'm gonna stick with that. I actually think they're gonna win this game, but I won't be surprised if there's some jankification in this one. So
I just don't think that if they were a little more talented, then I would be kind of worried. And of course, they're going to come to play ball. It's about us, right? If we, again, like I said, if we play our game, they're not going to beat us. You know what I'm saying? Like Trey Lance, Trey Ball, motherfucking 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying? Ace, Deuce, Trey, don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Cardinals and foe, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get the W, man.
Well, listen, I said they're gonna drop one, and I predicted this one. So damn it, I'm gonna stick with my bet, even though
I like it. Do your thing.
You think the Cardinals are gonna win? All right, couple more. Bills Mafia. Ooh, this is a good one. Headed into KC, and the line is 3 for the Chiefs at home.
I'm going with the Bills, man. I think KC is still kind of. I don't know. I just kind of feel like they got some wild shit going on. They just don't really know what they got going on. You know what I'm saying? I think the Bills is rolling. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, it's going to be hard to beat them in KC, but I think the Bills got what it takes.
I agree. Defense, running game. I think the Bills, I predicted the Bills to go to the Super Bowl and win this year. I feel like they might be the most, other than the Bird Gang, they might be the most complete team in the league, at least in the AFC. I'm taking the Bills as well. All right, JB. It's Jack Carr's Colts going against, quote, the Raven. Wills, quote, the Raven, nevermore. And the line is 7 for the Ravens at home.
Yeah, I got the Ravens, bro. I wouldn't take the line, but I got the Ravens. I mean, Indianapolis, you know, they got one off last week, but this is Baltimore, man. They going to do their thing.
Correct.
Justin Tucker out there kicking 97-yard field goals and shit. I mean, yeah.
Mule kicking them from the parking lot. Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens as well. And that's it. We'll see who's right, who's wrong, who's both right, who's both wrong as we wrap up the Smooth Hour. JB, I know you want to burn a little bit on your
pick. There's nothing to burn on. Ooh. Y'all full of shit. All right? Motherfuckers. Yeah. Y'all full of shit. And that's that. And there's nothing else to talk about. Y'all full of shit. All right? We waste all that goddamn money on Cole, and he went out there fucking laid an egg. All right? Y'all full of shit. Get the pitching the fucking together. All right? Get it together. Get our bullpens together. And that's that. That's been our Achilles heel for the last fucking 6-7 years. So,
facts.
Fucking bullshit, man. And then to the Sox. Come on, man.
I know. And the Red Sox of all teams. Good God almighty.
Fuck well, look,
man, at least your Bergang is crushing it. We're going to see what happens this week and through the rest of the second quarter. And that's it, folks. Episode 195. Make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs. If you missed live stream, all good, baby. Tap it with us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your goddamn podcast. Like, share, subscribe, all that. Of course, we're on casualsports.com and the Believe Podcast Network. Tap in with JB Tuesdays, live streaming, 7:30. Same time as this. It's the day before, 7:30. 10:30 Eastern. And that's it, reviewers. We love you. Until next week, we are out.
Holla.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.